over the next 26 years, you built a program, became known worldwide. Your teams won 80 championships, 4 national championships. You coached 28 All-Americans and 3 individual national champions, 60 tournament victories, and produced more than 25 first or second team All-Americans and many LPGA Tour players. We're talking about you, Dale.
One thing that hit me the other day, we had 5 runner-up national championships.
Wow.
Finished second 5 times.
Oh, my.
One of them still gives me a nightmare, but that's all right.
What about that one?
We had all tied up at Stanford going into the last hole, and 2 of my players missed 18-inch putts. And San Jose beat us by 1.
Oh, my.
I still want to barf every time I think about it.
But that's a decent length putt, isn't it? 18 inches?
No! 18 inches? Those are gimmies, but you got to practice them. Then I made my girls at the end of every practice make 52 footers, and if they missed at 47, they had to start over again.
Oh my!
Well, they were great. I knew they cheated on me and didn't practice them. I said, "I'm leaving. Do your 50 footers, and you know, give full trust."
There you are, coach. It had to be difficult to handle that. You were so disappointed, and the girls who missed it had to be awful, and you had to be supportive of them in defeat.
That's where you put on your Academy Award performance. You never downtrod your kids, and you never let them see you in a state of panic. Because you can't yell and scream like you do in basketball or football. So all those emotions for a coach, you know, you got to discipline someone. You say, come to my office. Mm-hmm. Close the door. Right. You know, make private. But, and there was plenty of that, too. But it's just me personally saying that was a heartbreak. That was really hard to swallow.
Yeah.
It still is.
Sorry you had to relive it here.
I have a little of competitiveness left in me, I think.
That's good to hear. Okay, here's a great trivia question that I can ask the audience. Who has won more national titles than Bud Wilkinson, who won 3, than Barry Switzer, who won 3, and Hank Iba, who won 2? And the answer is you, who won 4.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. That's a great trivia question.
It was neat. Like I said, those are 26 years of just amazing stories, and how lucky am I, huh?
Yes, well, you were blessed in many, many ways. In 1982, the Tulsa women won the first ever NCAA championship and the last ever AIAW championship.
Yeah. It was setting those girls up. I said, okay, we're in a process where we are have the quality and the ability to make history that will never, ever be broken again. Now, are you ready for it? We go out to Stanford. That's the first NCAA championship. We just flat played great golf. Kathy Baker's medalist. We finished individually 1, 2, and 3, I believe. Won it by 30-some-odd shots. I mean, we just killed them. And then in first part of June, we go to Ohio State at the Old Charlotte, which is such a tough golf course, and we win the AIAW. It was something else, and they did it. My gosh, those girls talk about tough. They were just fantastic, and it was fun.